This is Agribusiness Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, brought to you by BASF. I'm Mark Magnuson. The latest weather outlook from the National Weather Service is calling for a La Nina weather pattern that will dictate temperature and precipitation patterns for the winter months. We will hear more with USDA meteorologist Brad Rippey next.
Sharpen herbicide takes your burn down up a notch, going from burn down to
3 to 5 times faster burn down.
From strict tank mix limitations to
awesome tank mix compatibility.
And from controlling some weeds to
controlling more than 80 of the toughest broadleaf weeds.
Including mare's tail.
Including mare's tail.
Because if it can't control mare's tail, it's pretty much just fancy water. So
sharpen up your burn down
with Sharpen herbicide, powered by Kixor technology from BASF. Always read and follow label directions.
USDA meteorologist Brad Rippey says that the recent very cold temperatures are in line with the expectations for the weather patterns this winter.
Some of these cold air masses that are building in from western and northwestern North America, punching into the northern plains in the Midwest, are very consistent with what you would expect during a La Nina winter, and that is exactly what we have seen develop over the last couple of months.
Rippey says that the winter will begin with below normal temperatures for the northern portion of the United States.
The temperature outlook for December to February indicating expectations for below normal temperatures across much of the northern United States, stretching all the way from Washington State eastward through the northern plains as far south as Nebraska and into much of the Midwest as well.
He adds that abnormally wet conditions are expected for much of the northern high plains and parts of the Corn Belt.
As far as precipitation expectations for the December, January, February period, La Nina winters often come with a double precipitation maximum across the northern United States. One area where we do expect to see above normal precipitation would be the northern Rockies and northern high plains. That, of course, would be in the form of snow, so you might expect to see some significant snow across parts of the northwest extending to the northern high plains. The second precipitation maximum would be across the lower Midwest, and so you look at the Ohio Valley and the eastern Corn Belt, that is another area expected to see unusually wet conditions during the winter.
That was USDA meteorologist Brad Rippey. For more on this story and all of our daily news stories, you can visit our website at iowaagnet.com. You've been listening to Agribusiness Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network.